episode 32 of Bee Boomer Unleashed. I'm Jerry Lake, the Unleashed Baby Boomer, and I'll be your host for today's episode and all the episodes of Bee Boomer Unleashed. Today's episode, episode 32, we conclude our discussion on dating through the decades. Today we'll talk about old-fashioned tips for dating and how to have a happy marriage and choose the right husband or the right wife to spend the rest of your life with. But before we get into today's episode, I'd like to share with you, as I always do, where you can find our podcasts. We're in several locations. You can always find us at bboomerunleashed.podbean.com. That's bboomerunleashed.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes and Google Play at bboomerunleashed. You can find us on iHeartRadio at b.boomer. You can find our link on Facebook, Spotify, Tumblr, Instagram at bboomerunleashed, and on Twitter at bboomerunleashed1. And as always, we encourage you to drop us an email at bboomerunleashed@gmail.com. Tell us what you think of the episode and give us suggestions for future episodes. Well, episode 32, Dating Through the Decades, Part 5. Again, we're going to talk about some tips for dating and tips for selecting that person you want to spend your life with. Now, I think it's only fair that I tell you that I will be approaching this topic from a Christian and conservative standpoint, as I do all the topics on Bee Boomer Unleashed. But if you're not a Christian, if you're not a religious or a spiritual person at all, I encourage you to stay tuned anyway, because many of the precepts that I'll be discussing here today will work for anyone, whether you're a Christian or whether you're not. So hang around for a while before you tune us out and listen to what we have to say here, and it might be some help to you or your child or your grandchild as they move forth through this maze of dating landmines that we have set before us today. Now, first of all, I'd like to just give a few tips on the types of dates that are healthy and the types of dates that might keep you from doing things that you wouldn't want to be. First of all, you need, for those of you who are Christians, need to plan those activities that are reflective of your faith. You know, attend church together, pray together, read the Bible, volunteer at charities, do mission work together. Public venues such as bowling alleys, parks, bookstores, sometimes sponsor Christian events. Go on dates in public places that enable you to make a connection based on your common beliefs. Now, like I say, if you're not a believer, you know, you probably don't want to attend church together, but these other ideas are just as appropriate for you as they are for the Christian. So it's important that you date in public places so you're not tempted to do something you'll be sorry for later. Establish boundaries and stick to them. Establish boundaries and stick to them. Set personal boundaries and communicate them early in dating. If you make a choice to refrain from kissing or sexual relations or intimate touching or any other affection, it's best to do that early on rather than have to smack somebody in the chops later. So make those intentions, make those boundaries known, whether you're a guy or whether you're a gal, make them known right up front. Practice self-control. Avoid temptations. Don't put yourself in a position. Lust is a pretty strong emotion. Two young people get together, and sometimes lust takes control, and your brain doesn't work quite as well when lust is in control. So don't put yourself in those situations, and practice self-control as you go on those dates. Go on group dates whenever possible. You know, that's safe. You go on a date with a group of people. A bunch of guys get together and girls, and they meet together at a bowling alley or a dance or whatever it might be, rather than being stuck in a car by yourself with a guy or with a gal, however that is. So group dates are always desirable and preferable over single dates. Now, there is a time for single dating, certainly when you've progressed in your relationship and you want some private time and you want to be able to discuss future plans. But early in the dating relationship, my suggestion would be to go on group dates whenever possible. Communicate. It's important that you communicate, and I'm not talking about texting and emailing and that kind of communication. Talk to each other. Look at each other and talk to each other. Be honest. Express your beliefs openly and be upfront with your partner. Honesty is a core principle not only in Christianity but in life in general, and stating the personal meaning and importance of your faith is often a good quality to put forward early in that dating relationship. And it's important that you find out where that person that you are dating stands spiritually and all those things. So, like I say, whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, find out about their values. Find out what makes them tick early in that relationship. For you Christians, pray. As you encounter ups and downs during dating, make God your top priority and pray to Him both during good times and during bad. So if you're a Christian, I encourage you to pray during that dating relationship. Also, involve the family. Christians and non-Christians alike cherish strong family ties and think highly of families and friends' opinions. Take your partner to meet the family. Take your partner to meet the friends. Don't be, you know, if you're ashamed to take that girl or that guy to meet your parents, then you probably shouldn't be with them anyway. You know, a lot of folks today like to play house. Well, let's just try it out. We're not going to get married. We're just going to shack up together. We're going to live together for a while and play house and see if that works out. And if it doesn't, well, no harm, no foul. Well, that's a bad idea. Don't be playing house. Have patience. Don't just settle. Have patience and wait for the right person to come along for you. Christians, wait for God to send that right person along for you. Non-Christians, wait till you have that match that will last a lifetime. Now, as we move on from there, here's some things that I would like to encourage you to take a look at. Whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, these principles kind of apply either way. But for you Christians out there, particularly, listen to these precepts in picking a husband or a wife that's going to be someone you want to spend your life with. The wedding vows are until death do us part, for rich or for poor, in sickness and health, till death do us part. So many people today, the first bump in the road that comes along, they think the only answer is divorce court. We don't want you to be trapped in that situation where you think the only way out is a divorce. So if you spend more time up front before you get married trying to determine what makes your partner tick, then the chances are that you're going to spend a lifetime of happiness rather than a lifetime of fighting and arguing and eventually ending up in divorce court. So what should a Christian woman look for or avoid in a mate? Let's talk about the ladies first. Ladies first, that's the way it is, isn't it? So ladies, when you're looking for that man that you want to spend a lifetime with, that person you want to marry and grow old with, there's some things that you should take into consideration. And then we'll get back to the men and some of the things they should take into consideration when choosing a wife. Now ladies, spiritual maturity in a man, that for you Christian ladies, spiritual maturity in Christ-likeness. Is he serious about his walk with God? How long has he really known the Lord? What do his closest friends think about him? The truth is, if you're serious about a man, he needs to be serious about God. If you're serious about God. So you don't want to find somebody that's a weak Christian, somebody that is not interested in Christian things and Christian attributes. You want to find somebody who is totally committed to God. Now, ladies, those of you who aren't saved and being a Christian is not important to you, you should still look for a mature man. Is he a mature man or is he just a kid? Does he still, you know, let mommy take care of him? Is he a mature adult? Is he a mature man? Second thing you need to look at, and this, you know, is equally important for Christian as well as non-Christian young ladies, is he personally responsible? Is he responsible in maintaining a job? Does he have a job? Is he responsible in paying his bills? Is he meeting other personal responsibilities and social responsibilities? This will tell you a lot about his level of maturity. Can he be trusted? Is he personally responsible? These are things you got to look at. If he has a job, does he go to the job on a regular basis, or does he look for any excuse to call off sick so he doesn't have to go to work? These are some things that you need to look about when it comes to personal responsibility. Does he pay his bills? That's something you need to look at. And, you know, in this day and time, ladies, it might be important that you know a little bit about his credit background. Because remember, when you're getting married to this guy, you're taking on half his debt. So it's important that you marry someone who's financially responsible. Is he ethical? Does he exhibit ethical behavior? Is he an ethical person? Or is he known as a liar or a cheat? He lies and cheats in business dealings or in life. If he lies to his boss about, oh, I'm sick today, and then he goes out and plays golf, do you think he's going to be apt to tell you the truth in every situation? I doubt it. Here's another important one. Watch out for the man who is rude or disrespectful to his parents. Because trust me when I tell you this, he's going to treat you worse than he treats his parents, probably. So if he's disrespectful to them, don't think he's going to be all this sweet guy to you if he's disrespectful to mom and dad. Now, there are some parents who don't deserve respect. I'll be the first to admit that. There are some parents who actually don't deserve to be respected. But if his parents are decent people and he's rude and disrespectful to them, then that's an indicator of how he's going to treat you once you're married. Now, also be wary or be vigilant for the guy who is estranged from his parents. He hasn't spoken to his parents for years. There's got to be a reason for that, and you need to find out what that is. It might be justified. Might be justified. Maybe he was abused by his parents. You don't know, but it's an indication of hard-heartedness. So be sure that you know why he's estranged from his parents, if indeed he is. Watch out for the man who brags about his former female conquests. If he's bragging about that, likely he's intending for you to be his next victim. So watch about this guy that's always bragging about his former women. Also, avoid the overly macho types. They're usually filled with pride, and they're all the time going around posing with their six-pack or whatever it might be, and they want to take selfies of themselves all the time and look at me, look how manly I am. And you want to kind of avoid those overly macho types. They're prideful. They usually can't see beyond themselves. You know, it's every morning they wake up, I love me truly, yes I do. And they're too self-centered to give themselves to you in a sacrificial manner that he's going to love and cherish you for a lifetime. He's more concerned about himself. Watch out for the man who has serious difficulty communicating with you. You know, communication is an important aspect of any relationship, and especially to a healthy marriage. So why would you want someone whose expressions are limited to grunts and one-liners? Well, I grant that we men, aren't nearly as expressive as women when it comes to communicating. An emotionally stable partner has to be able to communicate, has to be able to let you know about his thoughts, his feelings, and his future goals. If he can't do that, if he's self-absorbed and really can't communicate with you, then you probably don't want to be tied up with a guy like that either. Watch out for the man whose worldly interests are easily attracted to carnal pursuits. For example, if this guy, all he does in his spare time is play golf, hunt, fish, work on his car, goes to the racetrack, whatever his interest might be. If you find yourself tagging along to him and all these events, he's a big sports nut. He spends his whole weekend watching sports on TV, and he has very little time for you. Now, if you're a big sports nut and you can see yourself spending the next 50 years with a guy who wants to go to the game, to the golf course, to the racetrack, wherever it might be, if that's what you want your life to be, that's fine. But understand, young lady, that when you get married, he's not going to change his ways. If he plays golf every evening now and you very seldom see him except maybe on the weekend for a brief date, then that's only going to get worse when you get married. So be cautious of that man who has all these worldly interests and is easily attracted to these interests on a regular basis. Now, here's one that's probably going to offend some people, but avoid men who are effeminate or struggle with their sexual orientation. I'm not going to spend a lot of time there, but you really don't want to hook up, I don't think, with a girly man, a man who is not a man, that is struggling with his sexual identity. He's struggling with homosexuality. Maybe he's a recovering homosexual, quote unquote, and he's probably not very good dating or marriage material. So even if you're considering a marriage to a former homosexual, he was a homosexual, but he's come out of that lifestyle, at least be aware of the unique and, you know, really potentially harmful problems that await you. Avoid men who are wimpy. You don't want a wimpy man either. He's afraid to make leadership decisions. He doesn't want to take the lead in anything. Those kinds of guys are happy to just sit by the sideline and let you run the show. Now, if you're an assertive woman who wants to run the show, maybe you want a wimpy man. I don't know. But I don't think most women want a man who is wimpy and doesn't want to be a true leader at home. Also, watch out for the guy who's excessively attached to his mommy. You don't want a guy who is not able to stand on his own two feet without mommy having to tell him everything that he does, without mommy laying his clothes out for him, without mommy doing his laundry. You know, you kind of want to avoid guys like that who aren't able to take care of themselves without mommy. So if he's excessively attached to his mommy, just grin and bear it, you're going to be living in mommy's shadow the rest of your life. Well, mommy doesn't do it that way. Mom doesn't do that. She doesn't cook it that way. She doesn't iron my shirt that way, you know. So be careful about the guy who's excessively attached to mommy. And then along those same lines, watch out for the man who is looking for a mother figure and not a wife. A lot of men out there just want to trade one mommy for another. You know, he wants to get married, he wants to have a family, but he wants to be your little baby. He wants you to take care of him like mommy takes care of him, and be cautious of a man like that. Now, guys, what should you look for or avoid in a lifelong mate? Well, first of all, the same that was said for the women looking for man. If you're a Christian man, you want a spiritually mature woman, one who exhibits Christ-likeness. She's truly serious about God. Now, if you're not a Christian and that's not important to you, then look for that mature woman. Look for that one that's serious-minded. Not just some bimbo that wants to party all the time. So you need to make sure that if you choose a lady to be your partner for life that you want to marry, make sure if you're a Christian that she's spiritually mature. And if you're not a Christian, just at least be sure that she's a mature woman. Also, is she responsible? Does she bring a lot of credit card debt to the relationship? You need to check into that thing. Now, I know that sounds kind of picky, but let's say you've got a credit rating of 750 and she's got one of 400. Well, if you want to buy a house or a car or something, her credit rating is going to drag you down, and you need to know how much credit card debt she's dragging into the relationship. You don't want to be saddled down with that. That needs to be taken care of before you say, I do. Watch out for the woman who gossips all the time. She can't keep her mouth shut. Such a woman will more than likely be a source of strife and tension. If you like drama, you know, marry a woman like that. If you like a drama queen, one that gossips all the time about her friends, and she gossips about this one's boyfriend and that one's girlfriend, and she's all the time got things stirred up, and seems like drama just swirls around her. Unless you're a drama king, you don't want to hook yourself up with a drama queen. So watch out for that. Avoid domineering women. Just like the female doesn't really want a wimpy man, you don't want a woman who's large and in charge. Because trust me, if she's large and in charge before she gets married, she's going to be large and in charge after you get married, and she's going to boss you around forever how many years you can stomach staying married to a woman who's going to boss you around all the time. And there are domineering women out there who'd love nothing more than bossing men around. So just be aware that if she's a domineering woman now, then when you get married, it's not going to be any better. You also need to watch out for that woman who spends money all the time. It'll probably be a point of contention in the marriage. Now, obviously, you have to spend money. You have to buy clothes, and you have to buy food, and you have to have a roof over your head. But, I mean, she wants to spend money all the time. I had a friend one time who was married to a lady who really liked to spend money. And one time her purse was stolen, and her wallet and her credit cards were in it. He said, you know, he said, I'd like to get her identification back, but they can just keep the credit cards because they spend less money than she does. He says, my wife could spend money in an elevator. And there's a lot of women like that. That's all they know how to do is spend, spend, spend. And daddy's allowed them to spend, spend, spend. And you might not have as much money as daddy does. And, you know, if that's a problem for you, for her to go out and spend, spend, spend like crazy, then you might want to see how much she's spending now. Watch out for the woman, just as in the man, watch out for the woman who's discourteous and disrespectful to her parents. This is an indicator of how she's probably going to treat you. So if she is sassy with her mommy, if she's sassy with her daddy, you know, you probably don't want to hook up with that one for a lifetime. It's better to find out before you get married than find out afterward and be sorry for it for a lifetime. Avoid the woman who dresses provocatively. You know, she wants to show body parts that shouldn't be shown around in public. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't want my girlfriend showing her body off to everybody, and I certainly don't want my wife doing that. So if you got a girlfriend, now she's probably pretty pleasant to look at, but guess what? If you think she's pleasant to look at, all the other guys around are thinking she's pleasant to look at too. And the reason she does that is because she wants that attention from the opposite sex. If she's influenced by these worldly fashion standards, and she demonstrates that she's less than sensitive to the visual temptations it presents men, you know, ladies, I'm telling you, you go out there and you dress provocatively, men are going to look at you. Now, if that's what you want, ladies, you go ahead and do it, and you'll have plenty of men looking at you. Any man who says he has never looked at a woman lustfully who is improperly clothed, then he is either, you know, a girly man or he's lying. One or the other has to be the case. So avoid that woman who dresses like somebody that shouldn't be dressed that way. Make sure she dresses like a lady and not like Miley Cyrus or Madonna. Okay, that's not the girl you want to take home to meet mom and dad. Trust me. Avoid women who are continuously jealous about something. They're suspicious about your unfaithfulness. Of course, unless you deserve that suspicion. If you're a guy that steps out on your girlfriend all the time, then you're probably going to step out on your wife too. But if you don't deserve that suspicion, if you don't deserve that scrutiny, if you don't deserve that jealousy, you ought to avoid a woman like that. It indicates that she is personally insecure, that she's immature, and she has a lack of trust of you in particular. So if you want a lifetime of that, where you been? Who'd you see? What'd you do? You know, I called and you weren't there. You know, I texted you, but you didn't return my text right away. If that's the life you want, then that's the kind of girl you probably want. But if you don't want that undue scrutiny in your life when you don't deserve it, avoid that woman who is jealous all the time. Also, avoid women who are just idle all the time or unproductive in their daily lives. All she wants to do is sleep till noon. She lets daddy put gas in her car. She doesn't work. She just hangs out at the pool all day. You know, she just goes with the girls on shopping trips. She doesn't have to work for anything. You want to avoid a woman like that because guess what? Unless you're equipped to take care of her like daddy takes care of her, she's not going to be happy with you, and she'll find someone who can take care of her like daddy took care of her. So avoid women who are just idle and sit around and don't do anything. Avoid those women like the plague. I would say run as fast as you can. Well, that's about enough of that. And we've, you know, talked about dating through the decades. We've talked about all of those different decades and how it's changed and how internet dating has changed things forever. And we just wanted to conclude this discussion with a few tips on dating and maybe the kind of man that you should be looking for, the kind of woman that you should be looking for or avoiding. And hopefully we've given you some food for the thought. Now, that list certainly wasn't all-inclusive. So think about that yourself and get out there and, you know, jot you down a list of things that are important to you. what's important for you in a husband? What's important for you in a wife? You know, beauty, as my granny used to say, is only skin deep. But as you should know, if you don't, a hard heart and an evil heart and a cantankerous personality goes way deeper than skin deep. So just because she's pretty or just because he's handsome, that shouldn't be your sole litmus test for whether or not you want to spend a lifetime with that person. Now, it's wonderful when you find somebody that's pretty on the outside and pretty on the inside, but sometimes that's not always the case. So give me a woman who's pretty on the inside or a man that has a compassionate heart over a handsome prima donna just any time. Now, I lucked out. I was really fortunate. I had a woman who was pretty on the outside and pretty on the inside. And my life has been wonderful for the last 46 years with the love of my life. So, you know, don't settle. Don't just look at the pretty face. Those kinds of things can change. I knew a guy one time who married a lady because of her outward beauty. She had a car wreck. Her face was all scarred up, and he left her because she wasn't pretty anymore. So if you're marrying someone just because they're pretty, things change. Accidents can happen, and hey, everybody gets old. So take these tips, use them for what you will. Talk to your grandkids and your kids about these, or just ignore them. You know, say, well, that was a waste of 25 minutes. Well, listen, thanks for listening today. Next week, we're going to talk about an entirely different subject. We're going to go into the history of talk radio, and we're going to run several episodes on that. And during that series, a friend of mine, iHeartRadio radio personality, Tom Roden. He's been doing talk radio for nearly 20 years, and he's part of the iHeartRadio family, and Tom will be a guest during that series and talk about how talk radio has changed and the topics discussed have changed over the years. And I think you'll be interested in hearing that. I know a lot of the research I've done on it really piqued my interest in this thing because there have been a lot of changes over the years. Well, listen, thanks again for listening. Have a great week, and may God bless each and every one of you. Goodbye.